You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Hey, Damon. Good morning. Welcome to the show.
Morning.
Hello.
What are you doing today, Damon?
I actually just got matching outfits with my husband, and we're actually wearing camo today, and we're trying to have fun, probably go go-karting or something later.
Why are you doing matching outfits?
Honestly, it just kind of happened. We went shopping yesterday, and, like, I found these camo pants, and we both happen to like camo. Even our dogs have matching camo harnesses.
Now, let me...
Nobody can see your little family.
Yeah.
I know. It's like we're invisible.
Mm-hmm. Let me ask you something. And will you be honest with me? Will you be completely honest with me?
100% honest.
Who rocks the camo pants better?
I do.
Okay.
All right. Good. Just, all
right. I mean, like, he wears them good, but, like I feel like he's only doing it to try to outdo me.
Mm-hmm. He's going to have a camo shirt on and the pants today.
Too. He's always trying to one-up you, Damon.
He is always trying. He actually has green hair, so I guess he
one-ups
me today.
Yeah.
So
yeah. Are you ready to play Rattle Off with us?
Yeah.
Okay, all so right. Now here's the way this works. We're going to give you a category, and Damon, you have 10 seconds. That's it. To rattle off 5 examples. Nobody can help you. He cannot help you.
Okay.
You're on your own.
I'm on my own.
So don't repeat your category out loud or anything. 10 seconds. 5 different Girl Scout cookies. 5 Girl Scout cookies. Ready? And go.
Thin Mints, peanut butter, s'mores, the oatmeal raisins. Do they have this?
I think we were looking for the actual names
like
of the
Samoas,
cookies.
The
tagalongs,
yes, and many more.
You know, I've been thinking about getting some Girl Scout cookies, and I passed a stand the other day, and I felt bad because I didn't get any. So
go back. Go back today, man.
Get the Samoas; those are the best ones.
Hmm.
Okay.
If you have to.
Listen, we appreciate you playing. Hope you have a great day, Damon.
Be safe.
You too.
Okay, bye-bye.
You too.
Next up, Neela. Is it Neela? Am I pronouncing it right?
You are correct.
Neela, are we on a speakerphone? Bluetooth?
Mm-hmm. Hard to hear you.
Yeah.
Take us off that. Get on your regular phone, please. Get on your regular phone, please.
Yeah.
I'm going to put you on hold.
Oh.
Josh, can you get with Neela and get her on her regular phone, please? We can't do speakerphone.
Josh said no. Josh said no. He's not going to do that. No.
Sydney, good morning. Welcome to the show.
Hi there.
Hey.
What are you doing today?
I'm driving to go teach some yoga.
All right.
A little downward dog action today, huh?
Always. Never enough downward dog in your life.
What's your favorite yoga position?
Oh, my favorite yoga position. There's so many. Warrior One is my favorite.
I got to look that up.
Warrior One. Is that the one where your hands are up?
Up, and you're kind of...
Yes.
You look
hands
like a...
Up.
You look like a bishop in a chess set, right?
Very powerful pose.
It is a powerful pose.
I'll say.
I can't do that one very well.
And you rock the Warrior One, don't you, Sydney?
Absolutely.
Do you ever do that hot yoga stuff?
I like it like 80 degrees, not super hot.
Yeah.
Just lukewarm.
What's Warrior 2 look like?
Warrior 2 is where your both arms are extended out, like right arms in front.
Oh, that's like you're pretending to be an airplane, yeah.
You look like the warrior on the mountaintop, about ready to, on guard.
How many warrior poses are there?
There are 3.
3.
Hmm. What if somebody invented Warrior 4?
May you do that.
I might.
Sydney?
Sounds like a good idea. Make myself famous in the yoga world.
Yep.
Yeah. Or Jeremy could. Jeremy, I want you to bend over and put your head up your butt.
Excuse me?
Warrior 4.
Warrior 4.
Warrior 4.
Can you
It'll
do that one?
It'll be more fun than that. It'll be more fun than that.
Hey, speaking of your butt, do you guys, I always ask this with the spin classes and the yoga. You get a lot of tooting going on?
I know what you're gonna ask.
Is there a lot of farting going on?
Probably.
You guys always worry about that so much.
What's a legitimate concern?
Relish. What are you talking about? That's why I might join a yoga class.
Relish.
No judgment. There's no judgment on the mat.
There's a lot, though, right?
Rarely does it happen. There isn't. No.
Rarely? Are you kidding me with all those stretches and the legs up over your head and everything?
They turn the music up is what they do.
Something's coming out.
There's no competition. There's no judgment. No expectations.
Listen.
You would be judging if I wandered in after I ate two chili dogs and started doing yoga with you. Yeah. There'd be a little bit of judging going on.
Let's back away from this whole...
I wouldn't say it.
Let's back away from the no judgment thing. Everybody judges everyone. I mean, you might not say anything out loud, but you're in your head. You're like, she does not look good in those yoga pants.
Mm-hmm.
I would never say that.
No, you're thinking it is what I'm saying.
No,
you're judging
absolutely
without...
not.
Sure, sure.
Never in your life have you ever looked at anyone and said, oh, I can't believe they're wearing that. You've never thought that to yourself.
Probably not. Maybe.
Aha, uh-huh, we got a maybe.
Like,
Just get there and do your yoga and don't worry about it.
Fart away, no problem. You know what they need? Maybe I'll come up with this product, is the charcoal lined yoga pants.
Oh, the toot trapper.
Yeah, because it absorbs.
They have underwear called the toot trapper.
Right, but you want to be more flexible.
Really?
You just want the yoga pants on, so you need the charcoal lined yoga pants.
She's going to go on Amazon and order some.
She's going to hand them out during class.
You should call Lululemon and let them know about that idea.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Gonna be huge.
Oh, that's funny.
All right,
you guys do yoga?
I've tried it. No, I have definitely tried it. I haven't gone to an official class, but I've done the first. Here's the gonna let you know how long ago I first tried yoga. The first yoga I attempted was on a VHS tape.
Clinton was president.
Yeah.
Clinton was president, and I put the VHS tape in, and I was in my basement, and I was trying to do the different things, and Nobody on the planet is less flexible than I am.
See, and then I'm
really
just the opposite, Sydney. I had to stop going because I'm actually too flexible that I was showing up everybody in class. I'm triple jointed. So
thus the head up his butt. He can actually
done it.
So I look around. He looked around for his own colonoscopy. Nope, don't say anything in here.
You know, it's February. There's lots of like partner yogas you guys could do class together. That would be super fun.
Sydney,
can you imagine
you
Dom
stop
and Jeremy doing yoga together?
In our
partners on the air that do yoga together, stay together, right?
Oh, Sydney.
We shouldn't.
Boy, you want to talk about judging. Our listeners would judge all day long.
We'd be cussing all the way through
class. It's our secret.
You don't want to see me cry.
I'm not a super zen yoga teacher. We have good music and...
Yeah, like what? Give me an example. Like, what do you play?
You know what I love? I love some Coldplay.
You had us until
now.
Coldplay.
I'm definitely not going.
Yeah.
We played some. Stop it. Will I Am, Britney.
Okay.
We did that.
Yeah.
Britney.
I tried looking for that Britney documentary that people were talking about, the Framing Britney Spears. And
I haven't seen it.
Yeah, well, I'm not going to see it, obviously, because it's because we have Hulu, but this is on the premium Hulu or something. It's like $70 a month or something like that.
Probably
I was like,
not worth it.
I'm not going to get that just to watch the Britney. I'll have to wait till it shows up on Netflix, I guess.
Sounds like a fun class, though.
Come on.
Start the class with Baby Got Back today.
Oh, we can't start it with that, but we can do that for our 4-Minute Plank series. Don't worry about it.
The 4-Minute Plank series. We'll do this.
Good.
Did I lose you there?
Plank it. Plank it. Plank it.
Three,
two, one. Plank it. Plank it. Breathe. And breathe. And in. And out. And in. And out. Is that you?
Perfect.
Did I nail the class?
Perfect.
No, not really, but so close. Yoga certified, you guys.
See what I'm doing.
Let me tell you something. If you win a rattle off,
too much pressure.
If you do, I'm going to play some Britney Spears. How's that?
The funny thing is, we haven't even played the game yet.
No.
I know.
If you get it right, if you win, we will play Toxic by Britney Spears. You can get all the toxins out of your system doing yoga, okay?
Perfect. Sounds good. Namaste.
Okay, quick reminder, Rattle Off is brought to you by Screwball Spirits, and let's see. Now, with all the pressure, if no judgment, Sydney can win today. Are you ready?
Oh, my God, yes.
Oh, come on.
I'm ready.
Don't overthink this one, okay? That's my first advice. Five things that you might see in a courtroom. Five things you might see in a courtroom. Ready? And go.
a judge, a lawyer, a gavel, a defendant, and a prosecutor.
Hmm.
And chairs.
There you go. Keep going. I always suggest people keep going. But you know what? You got it. You're a
winner!
Flexible Sydney wins! And I get to play Britney Spears, so I'm excited.
Perfect. See you on your mat. You guys come on to yoga class. I'd rather have that.
It's never going to happen, but thank you for the invite.
All right.
We'll do it from the sanctity of our own homes.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, we'll post it on YouTube.
I'm afraid all I'm going to get into a position and lock that way, and then I won't. I'll be stuck.
Seize up.
I've never had that happen in 15 years. Don't worry.
Well, there's always. Yeah, you just jinxed me. Listen, you are absolutely delightful. If you will stand by, Josh will tell you about your prize, and you can listen to Britney Spears here on the radio. Okay.
All right. Thank you.
You're delightful.
Welcome.
All right.
You
too,
as well.
You too.
That's how it works. And we will play Rattle Off again tomorrow morning at about 9 o'clock. I can see doing yoga to this,
yeah,
I guess.
Why not? To the beat.